Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Kathopanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
From the ashram of our revered Guru, Pujya Atman Shri Swami Jyotir Mayananji in Miami, Florida, Swamiji will lecture on Katha Upanishad, class number 5. And now Pujya Atman Shri Swami Jyotir Mayananji.
Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Uhunat Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamas Ma Vidvishavai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Kathopanishad, first chapter, section 2. Prathamadhyaya, Valli 2. Lord Yama, who is the Guru, is imparting the highest wisdom to Nachiketa, who is highly qualified to receive spiritual wisdom. And the teaching begins with this chapter. Annachir treyon nyat utaiva preya te ubhe nanarte purusham sinita tayoha shreya adadanasya sadhu bhavati hoyate arthadya upreyo vineite. Lord Yama says, there are two paths. One is called Shreya, meaning good, while the other is called Preya, meaning pleasant. Both give rise to different fruits and draw people to themselves. Out of these two, Shreya leads one to what is good. But he who chooses the pleasant prayer loses the true goal of life. This is a close literal translation, but let me explain. This is the basis of all religions, and of course the basis of the religion that's being brought out by the Vedas. The goal of life is liberation. Liberation is called moksha. There are four values in life: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Dharma is the ethical value. Artha, material. Kama, social. Moksha is the spiritual value, infinite spiritual value of life. First attention is towards a cultured society, humanity where there is culture predominant. If that is so, majority will follow prayer, and select few will follow Shreya. Ideally, all should have followed Shreya. But Shreya, that is the highest, requires qualification. So just like so many people go into schools and colleges, all don't get first class, first mark. They all pass, they get grades, etc. But being first class, first, that requires some special. However, is not to discourage, it is just to give you an idea. First you should know what is the ideal, then you will work for it. Your potentiality is beyond your imagination. But if you don't even know what you are to attain in life, then of course you are led by your whims. Society has three levels. culture level follows, as I said, majority they follow Preya. Few select follow Shreya. And then balance, people follow by hook, by crook. They have absolutely no regard for ethical value of life. If the sequence is well maintained, the four I have pointed out, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, dharma, ethical value. If you do not sacrifice ethical value as you seek your success, happiness, prosperity, then you are under this, in a cultured level. But those who just want to succeed and holding on to ethical value doesn't mean much. There's a general saying at that level, get on, get order, get honest. Get on by hook, by hook or by crook. And when you have gotten some prestige and some power, then prove yourself you are a very honest person. And try to highlight your honesty. So on, honor and honest. It's a different grammar. This third type is called Yatana Marg, path to hell, path to endless misery. The second one, which again is not many people who follow cultured pattern of life, and they give value to ethics, ethical value, they give emphasis on it. However, led by the basis of dharma, they acquire wealth. Acquiring wealth, material resources, that's one of the purposes of your life. As long as dharma backs it, your material attainments will be for your good. Third value is vital value of life. That relates to social value, family value, you creating children, grandchildren, you contribute to society, and you become a source of blessings for your family and for the society. But mind is not advanced enough for moving into enlightenment. Moksha is not in your view. Three purusharthas, dharma, artha and kama, ethical value, material value and vital value. If only these three are before you, then you are a general good human being, but not prepared for high attainment. But as such, you can hold great power, great position. You can be kings, you can be leaders, you can be whatever. But since you have not attained liberation, you, after death, you come back again. The soul will experience lofty states, and it can also experience very low states. Allegorically described, like rice cooking in a kettle. So it's boiling. Many grains come up. Look at you and go down. The lowest type, they are tamasic, demoniac, and they are always the source of terror for society. Their predicament, they are moving away from all that is good within them, and their path is described as Yatana Marg, the path that is perpetually miserable, from misery to misery. But that path we completely ignore, because that God takes care of that level. Our focus is on these two paths, Shreya and prayer. We have developed this idea, let me be good and flourish, attain success. If that idea has come, there are two choices for you. Those choices don't open up in the early stage, but just to know. One, go on aspiring for any ideal that you imagine. And by proper self-effort, you can gain anything in this world. Of course, you won't be imagining to have wings. Anything that you are rationally planning to obtain as a part of your success, you have all the possibility. You are the architect of your destiny. As you think, so you become. But the big handicap in this process is your mind is not urging you to develop an insight that ego is not the reality. You are not the ego. So all that is experienced through your ego is not your real gain. In other words, all success and prosperity, but do not allow you to go beyond your ego. It keep you confined to your ego awareness. That's called prayer. Ego is not question, but all joy is defined in the terms of ego. I have attained. I was miserable, I have become great. I was a pauper, I have become rich. And so forth. To the masses, it seems a great attainment. But the real purpose of your life is not to stay confined to ego's world, but to go beyond the ego. The moment you go beyond the ego, you are no longer an individual personality. You are the absolute self. During day-to-day life, when you go into deep sleep, you go beyond your ego. Every day you have to go beyond your ego. And that's the time you are at your best. But somehow the mind doesn't understand that. The real attainment is not in the realm of ego. Real attainment is where ego is transcended, where ego dissolves. All prayer type of attainment, pleasant, is under the umbrella of ego. Shreya breaks down that umbrella. The ego is diffused. Think of simple illustration. A wave in the ocean has two possibilities for its success, its glory. To become a big wave and let many other waves go with it, rise and show. But no matter how high a wave goes, it has to come down also again. It's ego-based idea of success. Another, ego-transcending. I am the ocean. We surrender to the ocean and experience the ocean-like majesty. When you become the ocean, you become all the waves. The dream of wave, whatever a wave might dream, all the dreams are fulfilled if you become the ocean. whatever your mind may be imagining to acquire, once your movement is towards ego-transcending attainment, towards God, where ego is surrendered and effaced, once that movement commences within you, you are moving towards ocean. All desires of your mind are fulfilled. That's called Shreya. But all attainments that are within the realm of your dream, that's called Preya. Now to give you more insight. The essential nature of Shreya is to lead you to enlightenment, to discover the self, who am I. The central feature of sadhana, the discipline that will lead you to that, that sadhana is jnana yoga, the path of wisdom. And it is of the nature of inquiry into who am I, leading to revelation, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Your whole movement is to realize the self. As ego, you are just a little wave. As ego is transcended, you become the ocean. No matter how much you may attain as ego, how much prosperity a wave may have, a wave may have hundreds of other waves, mama waves, papa waves, brother waves, sister waves. There can be a wonderful display of progress and prosperity. Compare that prosperity to that aware I am the ocean. As long as the mind is handling only the ego-based expectation, that movement is called sakamya. That also is called preya. But when you have come to a profounder type of insight and your sadhana becomes focused on who am I? Clear understanding that ego you are not. The more egoistic you become, the more burden of sorrow and stress you are drawing to yourself. As ego diffuses, the ego is transcended, the absolute I am is revealed. The mind therefore has to handle that teaching, an affirmation. I am not the body, I am not the mind, I am not the intellect, I am not the ego. I am Brahman. I am Satchidananda. Existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. Saying all this quickly, but that's what you need to assimilate by satsanga, by daily sadhana. This relates to Jnana Kanda of the Vedas. The Vedas deal with three sections. Karma is rituals. Rituals that guide you to accomplish things in the world of practical reality. In simple terms, when your focus is how to gain success by doing various deeds, that's called karma. Corresponding to this in the Vedas, the ritual portion of the Vedas is called Karma Kanda. For qualitative attainments, there is Upasana Kanda, qualitative attainment that allows your feeling to shine, blossom, that allows you to become a basis of divine qualities, divine virtues. Upasana Kanda relates to bhakti, devotion. Karma Kanda relates to karma yoga, yoga of action. And the third one is called Jnana Kanda, knowledge. The knowledge, that Jnana Kanda is presented by Upanishads of the Vedas. They are called the conclusion portion of the Vedas. Another way of saying end of the Vedas. Therefore they are called Vedanta. Anta means end. Vedas, all the Vedic teachings culminate. And that culminating part is known as Jnana Kanda, knowledge. Who is qualified for Jnana Kanda? You need to have sadhana chatushtaya, vivek, discriminative knowledge. Your intellect has to understand the difference between self, what you are, and the illusion of the self. In other words, you must see yourself different from your intellect, ego, mind, senses, vital forces, physical body, and all external details. I am not the body, I am not the prana, I am not the mind, not the senses, not the intellect, not the ego. That type of insight develops. That's called vivek. A discriminative understanding between self and not self. When you look up to the sky and the clouds seem to become mixed together. But the sky is always untouched by the clouds. When look into your mind, the self and not self have become mixed together. The I am in you is not self. So that I am relates itself to clouds. So at one time your I am miserable through being identified with a black cloud. Another time it's very happy. It's a silvery cloud, shining. Another, its happiness depends upon running around, going from one place to another, identifying with the cloud. And then, there are times of great frustration. All that goes on, but what is the nature of the sky? The I am in you is like the sky. Intellect has not understood it. How to enable the intellect to grasp, not grasp it the way academic knowledge is grasped, but grasp it in an intuitional way. That is the goal. Kingdom of heaven is within you. That statement is an echo of that. That kingdom of heaven is, I am, that am I. The absolute I am. That absolute I am is the reality. All little I ams, they are like waves. And waves don't have their individuality. But if you are focused on prayer, pleasant, then your goal is to experience not absolute joy, but conditioned happiness. If you adopt Shreya, your goal is absolute joy, bliss, infinite. Scripture terms it bhuma. If you are following prayer, through limited intellect, you are going after fleeting pleasure called alpam. Literally meaning little. To give you an allegorical description. If you have two choices, the choice of son. And the choice of having the realm of all the refractions of the sunlight. Look at the sun up there. And look at all the illuminations created by the sun. Rainbows, shining clouds, shimmering water in the ocean. Boundless. If you are attracted to all these wondrous phenomena created by the sun, ignoring the sun, then you are qualified following the path of pleasure. And just like all the sunshine and illumination, fleeting, the shining wonderful cloud is dazzling. Within a very short time, everything moves away. Therefore, now, Vedas are meant to help all souls. So those souls who cannot strive for Shreya, for them the Vedas have given the path of ritual action and devotional acts, upasana, different types of worships. And that portion of the Veda is known as upasana kanda, karma kanda, two aspects. The sadhana for in prayer, sadhana, so how are you going to attain? Sadhana is your practical insight to gain the object of your desire. Not aham brahmasmi. Not the research into who am I. But your research should be how can you get the object. Go to the website. And who is qualified for it? You are qualified as long as you can handle the objects of desire. Handle your desire. See that your desire is led to fulfillment. That becomes your project. I'm not going into too much detail, but just Shreya and prayer. Having understood this, you go on injecting in your mind the importance of turning to God. Simple point. Go on. Doesn't require that you have to exactly mathematically understand the difference. Both are always mixed. But if you begin to switch your attention to prayer, japa, surrender to God, yogic disciplines, satsanga, then automatically a divine magnet draws your soul away from the pull of the world process. And that movement comes in a progressive manner. And it shows up in your life. You face your challenges with more patience. You do not view yourself ruined simply because certain things of your desire didn't happen. View yourself being supported by a divine basis. Therefore, you go on discovering amazing source of inner strength, patience, perseverance, along with it, divine qualities, how to be good to others, how to inspire others, how to share your joy, how to have compassion in your heart,